This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Mike Loxley, Terps head football coach, going to join us coming up at 9:45. It's Coaches Wednesday, because joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Coach Carb. So obviously the Caps are celebrating their 50th anniversary season. We got some nice gift boxes from the team yesterday. That was much appreciated. And I saw the video of the current players delivering gifts and tickets to some of the 36 original remaining season ticket holders from the Caps' inaugural season at the Cap Center back in 1974. I mean, that is some loyalty, buying tickets for any team for 50 straight years. That's pretty impressive, and a nice touch by the Caps to take care of their most loyal fans.
Yeah, that was good to see, and I talked to some of the guys about where they were headed in the DMV area, and 36 original season ticket holders. So that was cool that those guys, especially our veteran guys like Willie and John Carlson and Obi, being able to do that and share that moment with those original season ticket holders.
Cakes, were you an original season ticket holder?
No,
your family? When I was a kid, I went to a Save the Caps thing with Cakes' family.
I am old. My dad bought tickets early, but I don't know if he was in on the first wave, and he certainly didn't have them for 50 years. So that's some good longevity by those guys.
So you got the roster set, huh? Fill us in.
Yeah, we've trimmed it down and got to the numbers, so we've got 23. We're ready to roll.
You told us when we talked to you a few weeks ago that there might be 10 or 11 new guys. What was the final total?
So there's essentially 11 guys that started on the roster last year that are no longer here. So that's like Pacioretty. Now, some of them started on injured reserve, like Pacioretty, Edmondson. But like we had Matt Phillips, Lucas Johansson, Mantha, Obi Kubel, Jensen, Malenstein, like all these guys, Kuzi, Backe, Osh. So it's a lot of turnover. It's a lot of new faces. But I feel like through training camp, it's been a long camp, but it's been productive from a standpoint of getting guys integrated and feeling as comfortable as possible. So we could have probably close to 9 guys potentially in the lineup opening night.
So what's old is new again. Jacob Vrana makes the squad. He signs a 1-year deal. He last played for the Caps in 2021. He's been an NHL vagabond over the last 3 years. In that span, he's played for the Red Wings, the Blues, 2 AHL teams. What did you think his odds were to make the squad at the beginning of camp? It's a nice feel-good story that he's back.
And what did he show you?
Yeah, odds, like, and I think the reason why he took the PTO with us is because we did have a couple of forward slots that were up for grabs, and we were going to be able to compete. And it wasn't like he was going up against, you know, a 10-year vet guy that had big seasons last year. It was going to be him and some young guys, Miro, Andrew Crystal. And so I thought his odds going in, like he had a good chance. And I think what he showed, to answer the second part, he showed enough for me to have some confidence in him that he could potentially help us offensively was the big key. And that's what always was the appeal for us, is we need to find some scoring throughout our lineup and guys that, you know, we've got a group that works their butt off, plays very structured, And we're also trying to find guys that, you know, given the opportunity they get in with the goaltender, they can beat that goaltender or make a play and shoot one under the bar. And that's what he has. He's got speed and skill and has a great shot. So I think that was the appeal, and his commitment level and work ethic through camp, it was nice to see, and he earned that contract from us, an opportunity to be on the team.
You know, Coach Carves, another good story, a feel-good story coming out of camp is Dylan McElrath makes the opening night roster. 32-year-old defenseman that captained the Hershey Bears to back-to-back Calder Cups. He's a former 10th overall pick that seems to be finding his way in his early 30s. And one of your quotes was, he's just gotten better and better as he's gotten older, which is a great quality. So that's cool that he made the opening night roster too.
Yeah, unreal. And it really, it's pretty rare at 30, in your 30s, you're still getting better in your game. You feel like it's becoming more polished and more consistent. And that's been the case with Mac. And it's such a cool story because he's such a down-to-earth, teammates love him. As you know, the physicality part of his game and willing to stick up for teammates has been there since day one. And he's grinded a lot of years in the minors and rode a lot of buses and just continued to, the thing that like when you get to 27, 28, 29, and you keep playing in the minors, it's really easy for it to go, okay, I'm just going to, you know, ride this career out. It's been great. You know, make a little bit of money playing the minors, but to stay motivated and push yourself every day to say, nope, I'm going to find a way to get back into the NHL and I'm going to keep working on my game after 2, 3, 4 years of not being there, 5 years and up. It's so impressive. And for him at 32 to make after 8 years of not being on a NHL opening day roster, it's a pretty cool story for Mac.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry of your Washington Capitals. So, last year, offensive struggles, you guys make all these roster changes, you bring in some new guys. 6 preseason games, how do you feel about the offense entering the season?
Work in progress. Some positive steps that we saw, but I do think we're still working on it to this day through camp. And in the Boston game, and you know, we're evaluating it kind of as the preseason goes along, and you take it with a grain of salt because it is the preseason and not everybody's got their finished rosters and the you know, I'm not going to say the compete level, but just it's just not the regular season is probably the best way to put it. It's just not the real deal. And so we saw some positive steps and I think we're getting there, but we still got some work to do to find that finished product of being able to play within structure, but also attack more and generate more high quality looks and finish on those opportunities and get on the same page with that.
Coach, I wanted to focus on a couple of young guys that did not make the opening night roster, Miro and Kristall. So Miro goes back to Hershey. Kristall's heading back to his WHL squad. These guys are super young. I mean, Miro's 20, Kristall's 19. There's no shame in not making the big club at this stage of their careers. And I assume that you want them to get more ice time in the minors so that when you do need to call them up, that they're going to be ready to go. They got some seasoning instead of them like languishing on the bench here in Washington.
100%. It's exactly the way I couldn't have said it better myself. Like that's what we're, as much as we want them to get here and for lack of a better term, get our hands on them and be able to work with them and get them integrated as quickly as possible into the Washington Capitals and our team and have them a part of it. We have to take a step back and think long-term of these young players and what's best for their development because we want them to be huge contributors for years to come, 5, 10 years from now, and be great NHL players. And so when you take that into account, Miro and especially for him at 20, he can play in the AHL, so it gives us an opportunity for him to play more, get those key offensive minutes to where he's touching the puck, he's making plays, he's playing on the power play in Ovi's spot where, you know, that's where he's played his junior career and as a young player. Well, guess where he's not playing if he's playing on the Washington Capitals? In Ovi's spot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that it just gives us an opportunity and it makes it, we're thinking about his long-term development. And same thing with Andrew. It's a shame that he's not able to go to the AHL and maybe potentially play there for a little bit and then come back up, but it won't hurt him to go back to junior and be a dominant player there and hopefully play in the World Juniors and probably hopefully make Team Canada and be able to play against the best players in the world for his age group.
So, Coach, how are you feeling about opening night? I was just looking at the Devils. They're going to play three games before you guys play mm-hmm. one.
Yep.
They played overseas and, against Buffalo, swept them, beat them 4-1 and 3-1, and then they're going to play Toronto tomorrow before heading to Washington. What do the Devils have? And I'm sure you've been scouting them already.
Oh, yeah, and I know their new head coach very well, having worked with him for 2 years in Toronto. So there's that. And their team, there's been a lot of press about their team, not just because of the coaching change and Kiefer going there, but also because they make the move to get Markstrom goaltender-wise. They're healthy again with Dougie Hamilton on the back end. Jack Hughes is now coming to his own as a real quality player, as one of the top players in the National Hockey League. And they sort of redid their back end. If you guys remember Brendan Dillon, who played here a few years, he's there now. Stephen Nason, who went there from Carolina. So they're going to be a quality team. And you saw it overseas already with those two wins against Buffalo. So they will be a handful. We know them fairly well, but they also have some new additions that I think are going to even help them that much more. So we're going to need to be on our game on Saturday night at home, even though, you know, there should be a ton of energy in the building and guys should be excited.
Wow, Markstrom's been in the league 15 years.
That's
unbelievable.
Has he been that long?
Well, it says here, Florida in 10-11 was his rookie year. Now, he only played one game, but that was his first year.
Wow.
He's a grinder.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Solid goalie.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about our guy, Dylan Strome. So, 27 years old at this point. Last year was his best season, scored 27 goals, 40 assists, was one of the leading guys for you guys. Does he have another level?
That's what we're hoping for, and I do think he does. I genuinely do. I think he's got another level to get to, and he can get to that level. I think it's taken Stromer a little bit of time through his career he sort of goes one level here, and then he climbs another one, and then another one. And last year was an example of that. And him and I have talked quite a bit. Like, there's one more level for him to go. And that's, you know, getting in that conversation and being one of those dominant first-line centermen in the NHL and being able to play against the Connor McDavids, the Nathan MacKinnons. And it's not that you have to put up the numbers that they do, but go head-to-head and win some of those matchups from night to night. You're not going to win it every night. But if he can hang with those guys, play against them, be able to be as productive or on the level of them, that's sort of the last step for Stromer. And he's, you guys know him by now, like, highly, highly motivated young man. And I wouldn't bet against him because he has continued to prove people wrong, as, you know, organizations wrote him off early in his career. And now, you know, as you see, he's just continuing to get better. This is that last step that I think I'm going to bet on him to get to.
Coach Carbs, I know you're only focused on the Devils at this point, but I have the luxury of the schedule look ahead for all of October, okay? Pretty nice to have 7 of 10 at Cap 1, and your longest of the three roadies in that span is a trip to Tampa. It looks like the schedule makers took care of you guys early. I like it.
They did. Now, and I, you guys know me. Like, I look at every one of these games, but it's, there's not an easy game on the schedule, right? Jersey, right. Vegas, Dallas, mm-hmm. Jersey, those two back-to-backs with Philly, Tampa, Rangers. Like, so it, I think starting at home is nice to sort of get comfortable and get us rolling. I think that's why a couple practice days at Capital One, because we are going to start our first three games at home. So trying to get as comfortable and set the tone on home ice right away and not have anything crazy road trip wise, and then things will pick up for us schedule wise.
All right, Coach, best of luck this weekend with the start of the season.
Okay, appreciate it, guys.
Yep. All right, thank
Talk
you, buddy.
To you again soon. Thanks.
Coach Spencer Carberry, brought to you by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing.
I was a little.
You visit CFAortho.com.
I was a little thrown when I saw the scores last night in the Utah Hockey Club.
Okay, yes.
Beat Chicago, and I thought, well, who's the Utah Hockey Club? Where'd they
come from?
That
Arizona moved to Utah.
I forgot Arizona moved to Utah, and I forgot that they don't have a mascot
yet.
Yeah, and it's just the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah, it's a placeholder name.
It's a placeholder, yeah.
Yep.
So I was a little thrown back.
Now you know.
But I can't believe that some teams have already played two games.
I know.
Yep, Caps open up the season on Saturday. Spencer Carberry, thanks for joining us. He'll be joining us throughout the season once again this year. Coming up next, we'll get back to the Commanders as we hit the Skins here on the Junkies.